Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup in the opener of today's doubleheader, rookie Nick Abel on the mound for the Phillies, veteran Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres. Both guys threw a scoreless opening frame in the top, in the top of the second, Xander Bogaerts drew a one-out walk. Jake Cronenworth singled, then Nick Abel just could not find the strike zone. He walked Elias Diaz to load the bases. He then walked Fernando Tatis Jr. to bring in a run. He walked Jackson Merrill to bring in another. Padres had a 2-0 lead, back-to-back bases loaded walks. They were still all loaded up for Manny Machado.
Machado, Manny swings, rips it over the head of the third baseman, Sosa, and down the left field line. Diaz has scored. Tatis has scored. Merrill is on his way. There will not be a relay. A three-run double for Manny Machado. And the Padres get a big hit with runners in scoring position. It is now 5-0.
So the Padres putting together a five-run top of the second. That was it for Abel. He lasted just 1 2/3 innings, allowed five runs. Padres then rallied again against Phillies reliever Max Lazar, a leadoff walk, a couple of singles from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jackson Merrill. That loaded the bases with one out and the bases still loaded. It was Luis Arraez.
And Luis takes high ball four. Seventh walk issued by Philly pitching already this afternoon, and the third with the bases loaded. Diaz will come in to score, and the Padre lead is now 6-0.
The early story was also Nick Pivetta. He was terrific through five scoreless innings. So to that point, five scoreless innings for Pivetta. Machado, the bases clearing double. Three bases loaded walks to bring in three other runs, and the Padres had a 6-0 lead as Pivetta took the mound for the bottom half of the sixth. It was Kyle Schwarber who led off for the Phils.
First pitch swinging, Schwarber in the air to deep right field. You can forget that one. Phillies are on the board thanks to a long home run to right by Schwarber. His 26th of the season, and it is now 6-1.
That was all Pivetta gave up in the sixth inning. He was done. Six innings, one run, seven hits, six strikeouts, and no walks today. Really nice outing against his former team for Nick Pivetta. Padres still led 6-1. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, Brian Hoeing came in. JT Realmuto hit a leadoff double with one out, and Realmuto still in scoring position. It was Edmundo Sosa.
Hoeing's 1-2 pitch is grounded towards third base. That's a fair ball past Machado, and it'll get a run home. Realmuto crosses the plate, kicks away from Sheets in the left field corner. Sosa on his way to third to throw the tag, not in time. Took a funny hop down in the left field corner. That probably gave Edmundo Sosa an extra 90 feet. And now 6-2 here in the seventh.
A wild pitch then scored Sosa from third base. It was 6-3. Hoeing then walked Trey Turner at the top of the lineup. Adrian Morejon then came in to face the left-handed hitting Kyle Schwarber. The count went to 3-2, but Schwarber grounded out to end the inning. Morejon then came back out, pitched a 1-2-3, bottom of the eighth inning. So we went to the ninth inning. Padres still leading 6-3. Robert Suarez came on in what was a save situation. Suarez gave up a leadoff single to JT Realmuto. He then bounced back to get the next two outs. Then it was Realmuto at that point on second base. Brandon Marsh would pinch hit.
That's a novel thought. Hard hit, one hopper into center field and a base hit. Realmuto rounding third. He'll come in to score. Pinch hit, RBI single, Brandon Marsh. It is 6-4, and the tying run is going to come to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
The tying run coming to the plate in the form of Trey Turner. Turner singled into center field. Marsh made a really, really bad base running decision and tried to go first to third. Keep in mind, it's a two-run game. Marsh's run meant nothing. Tried to go first to third right in front of Jackson Merrill as he picked it up in center. Merrill made a good throw to third base. It looked like Manny Machado made a great tag on the back foot of Brandon Marsh, really towards the shoe of Brandon Marsh. The call at third base initially was out and the game was over, but then the Phillies predictably challenged it. Took a long replay review. If you were looking at the replays in real time, it looked like Manny got him, but then finally, there was an angle from the first base side where clearly Manny went for the tag and missed him, never actually touched Brandon Marsh. So the call was overturned. And instead of the game being over, it was two on with two out. And now the winning run stepping to the plate in Kyle Schwarber. Turner then stole second. So all of a sudden, the situation. Padres 6, Phillies 4, tying runs in scoring position with Marsh and Turner, second and third base occupied. Kyle Schwarber and his 26 home runs, including one earlier in the day at the plate. It was Schwarber representing the winning run. Suarez against Schwarber.
Suarez delivers and a swing and a miss. Got him to chase a fastball way up at 101. And Suarez comes on to earn the save, his 24th of the season, to lead the National League. And the Padres take game one of the doubleheader here in Philadelphia by a final of 6-4.
And with that, one big exhale from Padres fans across San Diego. Final score as Schwarber strikes out, representing the winning run. The Padres 6 and the Phillies 4. Padres had just 5 hits in this game, 2 errors. The Phillies had 4 runs on 12 hits and no errors. Padres improved to 46-39. Phillies dropped to 50-36. Nick Pivetta, really good outing. He improved to 9-2. Mick Abel took the loss. He dropped to 2-2. And the save went to Robert Suarez, his 24th of the season, and now it sets up the rubber match of this 3-game series between the Padres and the Phillies in the second game of today's doubleheader.